All right, so now we go back to this problem of gold. And we have here the 273 kinetic energy terms, and here 79 potential energy terms, and we have here 3,081 electron-electron terms. And what we know is if we neglect all of these, then we can solve the problem. It will work like helium. We'll be able to separate variables and write the wave functions as products of the atomic orbitals. It seems a pretty bold thing to do, because we've got a positive, if you consider the point of view of one electron, this one electron sees a positive charge of 79 and a negative charge of 78. And what the proposal is, we keep the positive charge of 79, we throw out the negative charge of 78, and proceed like that. Okay, we do this because we're desperate. This problem doesn't have a simple solution. So in the first approximation, what we do is we just throw out the electron terms, and this approximation is then called the orbital approximation. And now it's easy to find solutions to the equation without all the electron-electron terms.